this is Sasha Stone of awardsdaily.com. And the Telluride Film Festival is actually over, but I did some recording with some of my pals there to talk a little bit about the festival. So I thought I would throw that up there for you all to listen to and meet a few folks and hear what we all had to say. This is Sasha Stone from awardsdaily.com. I'm here at the Telluride Film Festival. I didn't do as many of these on-the-fly podcasts as I wanted to do, but I'm grabbing a second here because I have some Oscar peeps standing here with me. I have Matt from Next Best Picture. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
And Mark Johnson from Awards Circuit.
Hello, everybody.
And Michael Gray, our resident Oscar expert for Awards Daily. Hi, Michael.
Hi, everybody.
All right, so we're just talking about the two popes, and we were just talking, and Matt was explaining that he didn't think it was going to figure prominently into the race. The thing about the Oscars is, I mean, Telluride, is that in general there's 1 to 3 Best Picture contenders that come from this festival. So I think Waves is for sure.
Yeah.
Ford v. Ferrari would be my next choice.
And the one we're about to see.
And Marriage Story. The only thing I can think of that Two Popes has against it, because I think it'll really play with seniors or whatever, is that it's a Netflix movie. They're not going to put 2 Netflix movies in for Best Picture.
Well, they also have The Irishman, too, don't forget. So that is 3. And I think Marriage Story and Irishman are definitely their 2 bigger contenders compared to this. This is like, hey, if we get it, great. If we don't, we're not sweating over it.
I think it has a good chance for a screenplay, though.
Yeah,
I think
that's
the standout. And
Price.
Yeah, I think Price was a standout, too.
And Michael says Price has never been nominated for an Oscar.
Is that right?
Nope.
Never.
There you go.
Definitely a big narrative last year with The Wife, and when people were talking about Glenn, they were like, well, what about Jonathan Price, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he's been around forever. He's great, and he's incredible as Pope Francis.
I think he's great, and I think the screenplay is great, and I definitely think they're worthy of being in the conversation. I just can't see Netflix putting the push behind him the same way they will Marriage Story and Irishman. I think this will be kind of like last year with Private Life, where it just might get lost in the shuffle, but it's well-respected and liked.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, so let's go talk about, Mark, what movies have you seen that you really love so far?
Ford v. Ferrari and The Two Popes are the ones I love, but I think the biggest thing I'm taking so far from Telluride is Renee Zellweger's performance in Judy. I thought she was amazing.
Yeah, she was great. She was great. And what about you? I know, you can just, I already know some, but you can just tell our readers what you love.
Waves, baby. Waves. It's going to make huge, huge waves.
Hi.
Oh, we're getting our passes scanned right now.
This is how you know you're
and
official.
They'll grab your tickets up there.
Oh, okay. You're just trying to can't do a count.
But yeah, Waves. Exactly. 100%. The performances, not a single bad performance in this movie. I mean, everybody could possibly get nominated for it if they play their cards right. The technicals are incredible. It's got a real tearjerker story to it that I think is going to impact a lot of people. I mean, I got true Moonlight vibes from this, and like the same enthusiastic response that one gets here at Telluride that can catapult it. And it's also A24. And what else do they got besides The Farewell? So
First Cow.
First Cow. That's a 2020 release, actually. So.
Well, then I guess maybe next year.
So what a bummer, man. You could have come to that movie.
Well, I'm going to see it tomorrow night.
Waves?
Yeah.
I thought you were seeing it tonight at 10.
It's tomorrow night at 10. After Marriage Story, I feel like I'm going to need a moment.
Yeah, I think we're all going to need a moment.
Today.
Okay, well, I'm actually glad that you're not seeing it. I might actually join you tomorrow night.
Yeah,
I might. Yeah. I might see it again, Waves.
But also, too, you guys are all, I think we're all in unanimous agreement that Ford v. Ferrari is going to definitely be in contention as well for a lot of different stuff.
It feels like it to me, and the number one reason for that is I could see in a normal year, in a regular Telluride year, I could see it fizzling. But I feel like Fox doesn't have a lot of other movies, and so they're going to push it pretty hard. And it's a big studio movie. It's going to make a lot of money.
Well, and they have a film, you know, like with the new Pope, you're probably looking at 3 or 4 noms at most. But with Ford v. Ferrari, you're looking at 6, 7, because it could hit tons below the line. Editing, both sounds.
Yep.
Cinematography,
the
press,
score by
director,
Marco Beltrami is awesome.
There's several places. Rush, and only got a,
I mean, they said the same thing about First Man last year. No offense, guys. I love that movie too. But, you know, same thing could happen with Ford v. Ferrari this year.
Well, That movie, I think First Man kind of got swift-boated, in my opinion, because if it had made more money, it would have been nominated across the board.
And it had controversy tied to it. Who knows how much that played an impact on box office.
And maybe this will, too. Maybe there'll be some stuff bubbling up. We don't know. But anyway, so that was fun, you guys. Now we're going in, so I have to sign off.
Hopefully I blame the Russians for First Man.
I'm going to try to get another one in. All right, bye. The Russians. I'm here with Eric Anderson from Awards Watch. We got to hang out at Telluride for the first time ever, and he's here. And so I just want to do a quickie on-the-fly interview with him. So what have you liked? First of all, how do you liking Telluride?
Well, this is my first Telluride, and it definitely won't be my last. I regret not having come here for the last 10 years.
It kind of seems like an Eric Anderson kind of festival, doesn't it?
It's a very me festival. It's small, it's local, it reminds me of my hometown a lot, so it's easy to navigate.
Yeah.
It's very press friendly.
Very.
There's nothing to not like about it.
Yeah, it's great. So what, I know he actually, I have to say, he had lunch with Karen. Am I allowed to say who you had lunch with?
Was it two?
He had lunch with Karen Kusama at the Patrons Brunch.
And Phil Hay, her husband.
Right.
Because they are two really wonderful people. And,
Michael Arndt.
And Michael Arndt.
Yeah. It's getting hot in here.
No, a little bit, a little bit.
So, we'll skip right over that one.
Yeah.
We kind of had the hots for Michael Arndt, both of us.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But moving on. So tell me, what have you liked so far? What's been your favorite?
My favorite so far was Waves, which I just saw this morning. And I was not really prepared for how I was going to react to it. And something happens in the third act that was actually a personal trigger for me. And it was really... it was really overwhelming, so I haven't been able to write about it because I haven't been able to remove myself from it yet. But it is, even before that, it is such a masterpiece and such a progression of an artist, Trey Edward Schultz, that I'm so excited to see. It's top-notch performances by everybody, Sterling K. Brown, but... really, the highlights are Taylor Russell and Kelvin Harrison Jr. Oh, my God. Stars. Superstars.
What do you think this... I know you haven't written about it, but what do you think... I was trying to think about... I've put a piece together the metaphors of, you know, waves out the window of a car when you do that, and this idea of, like, life throws waves at you, topples you. And that's really what I thought that movie was about. And, of course, the message of forgiveness and love. And
There's a lot of motifs in the movie, circular action and camera movements, repetition at the very beginning, at the very end. And I think that works as the metaphor for waves, which are an ebb and flow that just keep coming back over and over again. It's fascinating to see stories of siblings that grow up in the same house, in the same environment, but are clearly treated differently enough that they take such divergent paths. And that's what this does to an exacting degree.
I agree with that. So I know it waves sort of blows everything else out of the water, but...
Not. I don't know if it blows everything else out of the water, but because we've seen some great things. Ford v. Ferrari is... probably going to be the best studio film of the year.
I think. It's looking like it right now, anyway.
I think it is absolutely magnetic, and for anybody, it's not just a dad movie, it's not a bro movie. I'm certainly not the target audience for something like that, and I absolutely loved it.
I know, I really thought it was going to be, honestly, I thought this is going to be boring, I'm not going to be into this at all, because it's about car racing and I don't care. But it didn't. It pulled you in. It made you, like, be right there with them and understand what was exciting about racing and the philosophy behind it and the passion for it. So those two are good. And what else? Anything else is good?
I just did my review for Judy, and upon thinking about it again, I liked it a little more than my initial thoughts.
I kind of did too. Yeah.
It still has some faults and trappings of a biopic that it just doesn't get out of ever. But it is also an example of a performance that can so elevate a movie that can be enough.
Sorry, water break.
I'm sexually harassing Mark.
Aren't we all?
He's going to sue me, I swear to God. No, I'm just kidding.
Huh?
I'm sexually harassing
him. Oh, please, continue.
Aren't we all?
Oh, I also sat down and had lunch next to Greta Gerwig, Laura Dern, and Noah Baumbach. And then they left, and Bong Joon-ho came in and sat next to me. So.
Did you talk to him?
No. They were deep in conversation, so it was just a simple hi. I'm very careful about boundaries in the right environment.
Yeah.
If it's something like the patron brunch, yes, I'll go up and say hi. If somebody's having lunch and talking to people or walking down the street, that's off limits to me.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a festival.
It's for you if you want it. What lunch place was it?
Oh my God! A butcher something, butcher in the something. Really good. It was wonderful.
Butcher and the Baker.
Butcher and the Baker.
Oh, Butcher. No, that is a really good place.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, it's a great place for breakfast, I think.
Loved it.
Yeah. So they were just sitting there, huh?
Yeah. They're just powwowing. And I was waiting in line, and it was a long line. But I had my bag, so I just put my bag over in the corner table next to them so that it would just be off limits. And I staked out my territory.
You've just been wandering around, kind of checking the town out and stuff like that?
When I have time in between a movie, yeah. I had time after Uncut Gems to go back to the condo to write Judy, but I needed to eat first because I was loopy as hell, and so I just picked the right place.
You did pick the right place, yeah.
I've got like Telluride or like film festival luck or something. I just kind of find myself exactly where I need to be.
I think that's about you, you know, enthusiasm and kind of liking where you are at the time, living in the moment. So what else are you going to see?
Seating right now for Marriage Story.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the next 2 days, I have to balance out and figure out the Aeronauts, the Two Popes, and Parasite and Pain and Glory. And I don't know what else. Maybe more. Oh, Motherless Brooklyn. I haven't yet.
Monday morning, there's an early showing.
Yeah, my plan was to see that before the press picnic. Because then I can finally talk about it. Because people will talk about it in like little groups next to me, and I have to cover my ears and be la 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 la. Because I don't want to hear anything.
It's the kind of movie where even the smallest detail will spoil it.
Yeah, and they were getting there, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Stop.
You don't even want to know where it takes place, who's starring in it, what the story is, what the premise is, nothing. All you know is the title and the poster, and that's how you should go in.
Yeah, I know very, very little.
You know the director, so you sort of know a little bit of what to expect, but...
Yeah.
That movie is like one of those movies during the Oscar race where it's like, it shows it can, and it... It doesn't matter. It's one of those movies where it doesn't matter where it shows. It doesn't matter how many people see it. It doesn't matter how much it's hyped. It's always going to live up to the hype, you know? Because it's just that good. Like, it can't be destroyed. There's a guy in a bear suit.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the bear suit thing for Marriage Story. I don't know if there's a connection or why he would be in this heat, but, you know, whatever.
We're rolling with it. Rolling with it. This is there's Alan Alda over there. See him?
Yep, there's Alan Alda right there.
Yeah, and there's Greta Gerwig, two seats down from him, I think. Oh, no, maybe that's Laura Dern.
No, she was just over there in that little corner.
Oh, yeah, she's standing right there talking to that tall person.
There you go.
See, just, like, conversing.
Yep.
And that's Greta Gerwig over there, see? And then I guess she must be introing the film.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Well, Noah Baumbach is here, and I don't know why Laura Dern wouldn't be here unless she's seeing something else.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, man, thanks for the interview. I'll hope to catch you again for another podcast as this. Hopefully we'll catch each other again and catch up on.
Let's do it. Thanks for having me.
Hi, we're here in the condo, the fancy condo. Well, it's not fancy, but down here in the end of town in Telluride. And it's the morning of Sunday, right before the end, and I just about to take my dogs out for a walk, but I just wanted to get a quick interview with Marshall Flores, who's here for the first time, and Matt's here also, and Michael and Mark, but we haven't talked to Marshall yet because we haven't seen Marshall. So how you liked being at Telluride so far?
Oh, it's been a great experience so far. It's a very wonderful, lovely scenic town. Lots of things to do. It's bustling, the films I've seen so far have been pretty much all great. So
yeah, so you took some time to walk around and figure out what's what, because we have different pass levels, and so Marshall has to wait in a different line than I do. So we often see movies at a different time. So you kind of wandered around and got your bearings straight, right? And figured out where everything was.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of walking in this town, if you want to be a super aggressive watching a lot of movies, and if you've never been here before, you might want to tame those expectations because of the distance involved between some of the venues depending on the pass level you have. If you only have like the festival pass and don't have any priority access, then you'll have to queue up, and then not even if you get queued up, that doesn't really guarantee you a seat at the screening.
Yeah,
so
you definitely have to get there early if you want to get in, because that's a nightmare for sure. Bad planning, I think, on their part.
Yeah, no, I was originally, my first movie was supposed to be First Cow by Kelly Reichardt at the Nugget, which is a really small theater for 160 people, and I got really early in the queue line. I was like number 18, but they only let in 12 people from the queue. So
yeah, I should have given you that tip. If you see things at the Nugget or the Sheridan or any of these tiny theaters, if you're not like the first people in line, you're not going to get in. So I usually wait till the last days.
The other films I've watched four films so far. I've watched Motherless Brooklyn for its premiere on Friday night. Then yesterday I watched Ford v Ferrari. Then I watched Parasite last night, the Chuck Jones. And then I also watched the Report at the Herzog. So, and those are all bigger venues, about 500, 600 people. So.
How is Parasite?
I loved Parasite. That is a crazy, audacious film by Bong Joon-ho. It is really one of those masterworks that comes maybe once every 10 years at best. So
absolutely.
That is probably the best film of the year I've seen so far, and I loved Once Upon a Time versus Hollywood, but yeah, no, that was a crazy film, and the audience I saw loved it as well. So
yeah, oh, I'm sorry, Mark, are you recording? Sorry. Okay, so before my dogs have a fit here, I don't want to keep you from The Two Popes, which I think is going to be end up being your favorite film of this festival so far, my prediction, other than Parasite. Parasite doesn't really count because it was already shown somewhere else. So taking aside Parasite, what would you say is your favorite film that you've seen?
I loved Ford versus Ferrari as well. I mean, as you said, it is a movie. It's like, the types of big movies with a strong emphasis on character that the studios used to make in the 70s and 80s that audiences actually saw as well and made money. So, and that's what James Mangold said in the Q&A. He always tries to make movies about characters first and foremost instead of what happens to be going on nowadays, where it's movies that kind of emulate other movies. So.
Right, and hang on. The thing about Ford is that this is the movie that you walk around the festival and you hear people not everybody liking it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I didn't mean not, I mean everybody liking it. And that's always the slot you want to watch for with Oscar, because the divisive films obviously have a harder time getting in. The ones that you say, what did you see that you liked? And in my experience, everybody likes Ford v Ferrari. So that's the one that I quietly have my eye on. I don't think it can win, but it's something to look out for. So now you, what's your favorite movie you've seen so far? Well, actually, I know. Never mind. Waves.
It's Waves, which is, I think, going to make a lot of waves when it comes out, especially. I mean,
we all kind of felt it in the room.
This is Matt, by the way.
Yes, hello, everyone. We all kind of... Italiano.
Italiano from New York.
Grazie. What is he saying in Inglourious Basterds? He's like, Golami.
Margarita.
In any event, though, Waves, I think, is just a masterwork from Trey Edward Schultz. And it's unbelievable that's his third feature film. I was really, really shocked by how mature, patient, and humane it was. It's so deeply personal and so heartfelt. I cried twice watching it, and the acting by the entire ensemble. There's not a weak link in that ensemble. And, I mean, the Thom Yorke song, the sound work, the score by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. I mean, like, this is a real tech contender as well as Above the Line. I think this film is going to blow up like Moonlight did.
I agree with that. And what did you think of Marriage Story?
Yeah, so last time we were together, we were in queue for Marriage Story. I really, really liked it a lot. I think it's Noah Baumbach's best film to date. I also think it's Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver's best performances to date. And I also think Alan Alda and Laura Dern could contend in the supporting categories as well.
So you're going to get the four, the big four.
I think it has a shot, like American Hustle and Silver Linings Playbook. I think if they play their cards right, they could do it. Alda kind of disappears in the third act, but I have to admit, the time he was on screen, I really, really enjoyed
and
seeing
And Ray Liotta is great, too.
Yeah, no, he has a couple of really good scenes, too. Yeah. But I think that the nostalgia and the sentiment will be with Alda more than anything, probably.
Yeah. So what are you seeing today?
Oh, man. So today I've got Motherless Brooklyn, A Hidden Life, then Pain and Glory, and The Climb.
Wow, you're seeing so many. And what time are you seeing the first one?
In an hour and a half.
You're seeing a 9 o'clock show, right?
Yes, I am.
Of
Motherless Brooklyn.
Yeah, I was tempted to do that too at the Palm.
Yeah.
If I can get out of here in time, I might. You're going to see the two popes.
Yeah, so today's my hell day, so I have four queued up. So. Well, you know, it's my last day here, so Two Popes first, and then Aeronauts with
Eddie. I'll see you at the Aeronauts.
Okay, cool.
Be there, yeah.
Finally, we get to see a movie.
That's
together,
like 10 or 11 or something.
I think 11-ish. Yeah, 11:30. Okay. And then later tonight, I'm watching Marriage Story, and then my final film will be Waves.
Yeah, get ready, strap yourselves in for Waves. That one is a killer. And someone asked me what I thought of Marriage Story today, my friend Alex, and I said, you know, I need to see it again because I saw it after Waves and The Two Popes, and they're just two great movies. And I liked Marriage Story a lot, but the thing was it was hard for me to find the importance of the story after seeing these two stories that are like, wow, that are, you know, to me, like really important.
Yeah, it just felt more insulated and more personal in that regard.
It's absolutely personal, and I realized last night in the middle of the night, because you know how ideas just pop in your head in the middle of the night, I was like, oh wow, he made this movie for his son. Noah Baumbach made this movie for his son to explain what happened to their marriage, you know, and he gives his side of the story and her side of the story, and he's explaining to his son sometimes, because they have a son together, sometimes relationships are complicated, you know, and sometimes they fall apart, but we're doing the best we can, and we're friends, and we're trying to raise our son the best way we can, and I think that is a really noble thing to do.
I also like that the film is equally balanced between the two perspectives. It doesn't ever give you a right or wrong answer in terms of who is the person that is right in the situation. And the film also, I think, evenly divides scenes with Scarlett Johansson on her own versus scenes with Adam Driver on his own, and of course they have scenes where they come together. So I think it's pretty well balanced in that regard.
It's different than what I thought it was going to be, though, which was a his and her versions of the story.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I thought that's what the trailer makes it seem like, and it's not like that. All right, I got to go because my dogs are freaking out. But all right, guys, so we'll catch back up later. That's the end of that one. All right, here we are, our last day of Telluride. We've lost Clayton and Mark. Both have gone home, but we're still here just closing things out. And then we're going to hit the picnic, and Matt is on his way back to New York City. So we're here with Matt Neglia, Marshall Flores, and Michael Gray, and we're just saying goodbye to Telluride 2019. So, Matt, what was your favorite film so far?
My favorite film is Parasite, and I would say Waves is a very close second, probably. But in terms of just the overall like experience, I'm going to quote In Bruges, and I'm going to just say it's like a fucking fairy tale or something. Because it is. It very much is like a fairy tale place when you walk in. It's a small town up on a mountain, and it's utterly beautiful, and it's definitely one hell of an experience, and one that I'm very, very happy to have had this year thanks to you, Sasha, and I mean, you guys have all helped to just make it so wonderful, and I can't wait to come back.
Nice. Okay, so Marshall, favorite film?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm glad to say that out of the 8 films I was able to watch this year, I didn't see a single stinker, but my favorites were Ford versus Ferrari, The Two Popes, and Parasite.
I knew you would like The Two Popes. I know it's not your favorite, but I knew you would like it.
Okay.
Kind of tough to beat Parasite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's literally a perfect movie. Yeah. There's not a single thing wrong.
That will be my pony this year, although I'm, you know, of course with the Oscars game you always have to keep your expectations in mind for how it'll do, but I think it will do pretty well, so.
I mean, if everybody's talking about it, Mark just texted me to tell me before his screening that Kathleen Kennedy was sitting next to him.
Wow.
So, you know, if Kathleen Kennedy's up at 9 a.m. to see Parasite on the last day of Telluride, that means something. Michael, how was it for you? Because usually you've come with me for so many years and you never had any interest in seeing the movies, but this year you decided you wanted to get the pass and see the movies. So what'd you think?
Well, since you've used me as the dog walker.
That's so mean. I paid you back with a pass.
Since I've been coming here for so long with Sasha, I'm grateful that Sasha got me the pass to see the movies this time. Even though I only saw 5, my favorite of the 5, I have to say, was Ford v. Ferrari. I thought it was a really good movie because I did like Rush, and I love movies about fast cars and stuff like that, so it was really great. I thought the chemistry between Christian Bale and Matt Damon were spot on. Kind of reminded me of Leonardo and Brad Pitt's. Their chemistry was great.
Yeah.
I love The Two Popes. I just love that their chemistry together, Jonathan Pryce and Anthony Hopkins, priceless. If this turns out to be Anthony Hopkins' last film, whatever, it's a really last hurrah for him. If it turns out that way. But it was a great film. And the film that I did not want to see, but I was persuaded to see by one of Sasha's friends, was Marriage Story.
Oh, Marriage Story.
Because of its subject matter, but I actually liked it a lot. And I thought Scarlett Johansson did a great job, even though she's more familiarized with the Marvel films. So I think she really proved that she can really act. You know?
Well, she had a bit of a career.
Yeah, before Marvel 2 with the cancellation.
That's true.
But I know what you mean.
That's true.
Pigeonhole potential.
But she is getting pigeonholed because of the Marvel films.
Yeah,
Black Widow and all
that.
Yeah,
this is a reminder of her talent. So people just have to be reminded that she's really good if she's given the right role.
Yeah.
And Adam Driver is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Even in The Report, which is another film I liked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so yeah, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I saw The Report as well, and I really like that. It's very much in the vein of Spotlight. And I also really liked The Marriage Story. It was a lot funnier than the trailers would have ever led anyone to believe. But it all builds to a explosive argument that is one of the best I've ever seen in any film. And it's right up there with the stuff you would see in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? So Anne Driver and Scarlett Johansson and the entire cast is phenomenal. And as someone who's not really been talked about in that film, is Julie Haggerty, who I thought was hilarious as Scarlett Johansson's mom. So
yeah, she was funny. So.
3 for 3 on Marriage Story on this end.
Yeah.
Great movie.
3 for 3 meaning?
As in Michael, Marshall, myself.
Right.
Question is, are we 4 for 4?
No, yeah, I liked it. I think that women are going to react to it differently than men in general.
I
think it definitely tells his side more than it tells her side.
I would agree.
He tries.
Yeah.
He tries to tell her side. And what I really loved about it was how funny it was. I liked Alan Alda. I liked Ray Liotta. I loved Laura Dern. I loved the rawness of the dialogue. It was funny. I'm definitely like it. It's a good, solid movie. In general, I'm not a relationships movie kind of person. They kind of grind me the wrong way, and I hate it when women make them, and I hate it when men make them. The only one who make them that I like is Woody Allen. Sorry, people, I know it's verboten to say, but he's the only one I think that can make relationship movies, and anybody else. But given that, he's Marriage Story is good. My favorites were definitely The Two Popes, Ford v. Ferrari, and I really loved Motherless Brooklyn. It was probably the only one that I walked out saying, oh my God, I loved that movie. And it's weird because I often have taste that goes against the grain. Like, I loved the Billie Jean King movie. Nobody else did. And a lot of people don't seem to like Motherless Brooklyn. But to me, it was just, I loved it. And, of course, Parasite still is the best film. Like, I don't think there's a better movie than Parasite. Waves is incredible.
Yes, Waves was my last film last night, and it's really a raw, intense, impressionist like experience. It's really well acted. It's really moving. I definitely recommend that as well. It's definitely deserving of all the advanced praise it's gotten. So
yeah, I was surprised that Mark didn't like it. I think when you see it late at night, I think it does affect you. But. Yeah. As opposed to seeing it early in the morning.
That's potentially possible. Yeah.
Okay, we got to go because we got to get to the bus or wherever we're going, to a shuttle or something. thanks, guys. It's been great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so until next year.